spent some time yesterday talking about the drama at a typically sedate meeting of a board of canvassers in Wayne County. Two Republican members, as you no doubt have heard, voted not to certify election results. And then, after hours of public comment and outcry, they voted to certify the results, which reflect the views of hundreds of thousands of Michigan voters. Today, there is another strange plot twist. Those same two Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers have signed affidavits saying they would like to rescind their votes to certify the election in Wayne County. And also since then, Donald Trump's campaign has dropped a federal lawsuit citing those affidavits as evidence that the election in Wayne County was stopped. We might best describe all this as a legal jello salad, wobbly and chock full of inexplicable pieces of things. Here to explain how election law works is Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Secretary Benson, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Where to begin? can a vote to certify an election by a local board of canvassers, can that be rescinded?
There's no question that every county has certified their county canvass at this point. And the votes have been taken and there's really, no legal mechanism to take back that certification. The next step is that the State Board of Canvassers meets on Monday, is scheduled to meet on Monday, November 23rd, and through that meeting will then perform their ministerial role of affirming the certification and the official results.
Right. When the Wayne County Board of Canvassers meeting, with all of its emotion and 3 hours of public comment, was in process, you were asked how you were feeling about the outcome of all this, and you said that you felt calm about it. Everyone else had their hair on fire. Can you say more about why you felt calm about this?
Because we knew at the core of this that all of this is noise and a really political and PR strategy designed to create chaos and confusion around what is actually quite matter-of-fact procedures. That in the actual, from the macro level, things are going to continue to go forward. And I think it's important to sift through the noise and focus on the facts and the truth. And so that's what my office does, and that's why I was calm and am calm. I mean, basically, we know in the discussion in the Wayne County canvass from what was observed, that there were essential discussions about clerical errors, where, in this case, the number of people who checked into a poll book don't exactly match the number of votes or ballots submitted. And we know there's many reasons why this can occur. For example, if a voter shows up to the right polling place but wrong precinct and then moves over to the right precinct. I mean, these are basic common things. And you see this then being used falsely in an effort to, again, sow seeds of doubt amongst our electorate, amongst our public, about what was actually a very well-run election. But I know our election was one of the most secure in our state's history, certainly one of the highest turnout elections in state history. It was an enormous success. And I have complete and full confidence that that will ultimately carry the day, and every step along the way have had that confidence reaffirmed by the fact that that's, precisely what does happen. The other thing I'll mention, though, is that, where canvassers are required by law to certify results, we also know there's many procedures and paths in the law provided to, again, keep us moving forward and ensure a final certification, if sometimes there are moments that fall victim to political strategies or other types of partisan shenanigans.
So are you saying that even if, for example, the two members of the Board of Canvassers who dissented, even if they were to, say, file a lawsuit saying we retract our votes, you're saying that that could not change the results?
Well, I'll defer to litigation if and when it occurs, but certainly the law is quite clear. Once the certification happens at the county level, it then goes to the state level. And also there's always questions of, on what grounds can county or state canvassers actually not certify or vote to not certify. And the law is also quite clear on that. The grounds that were and the reasons for that, for the votes that were mentioned, are actually the law doesn't really allow for members of the state canvassers or the board of canvassers at the local level to reject certification based on rumors or conjecture or false information about irregularities, which is essentially what was going on. And so, you know, with that said, again, I'm confident in the law. I'm confident in that the voters have spoken. The election has occurred. And really, my hope and expectation is that those who play a ministerial role at the local and state level to affirm and official the result, make the results official after the canvasses have occurred, which they've now done. Will do their jobs, keep the train moving forward, ensure that the will of the voters that was very clearly expressed in this November's election is ultimately finalized and formalized so that we can then move forward with the audits and other things we have planned to continue to improve upon our elections.
What happens if the State Board of Canvassers meets on Monday and Republican members of that board decide to stage the same sort of effort to say we will not vote to certify these results?
Well, it certainly would be a dereliction of duty and expansion of authority that they really don't have under the law to engage in these types of, or maybe I should say, a misuse of authority that they really don't have under state law. But that said, I'm focused on assuming the best of folks, even in this very unique moment that we're in, and knowing that the law is very much on our side here. The State Board of Canvassers have an administrative role to play. The counties have all already affirmed and canvassed their votes and move forward as under proper procedures indicate they should. And now we can affirm that the once that certification occurs, we can then move forward with the other aspects of the post-election processes that we typically engage in, which, by the way, involve a procedural audit in Wayne County that will look to and clean up potentially a lot of the clerical errors that were identified in the canvass.
Mm. We just learned that House Speaker Lee Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, the two top elected Republicans in the state, are going to Washington, D.C. They've been invited to the White House to visit President Trump amid all this. I have to ask, is there any means by which you're aware of by which the state legislature might overturn certification?
Well, they've certainly affirmed both leaders in the legislature, their commitment to ensuring that the votes that have been cast and the will of the people will be respected. And so I certainly would assume and have full faith that commitment wouldn't change. And again, there's really no reason to change that. We can't allow, again, these really distractions to take us away from focusing on the reality. And again, I would argue that that's part of what this political strategy is trying to do. But we can't distract from the fact that the people have spoken in Michigan. The votes have been cast. They have been counted. And those results are an accurate reflection of the will of the people. And now it's responsibility of everyone with a position of authority to do their job and ensure the will of the people continues to be heard. And, the democracy is preserved. And as the state's chief election officer, I'm committed to making sure that happens, and we'll continue to use every tool at our disposal to protect our voters, every voter, and ensure the will of the people is ultimately and continues to be heard in our state.
At the same time, might they not step in and assign their own electors for the Electoral College's procedural vote who would vote for President Trump?
I mean, that would be a real abdication of the law. Notably, the law is very clear in Michigan that the winner of the state's electors should go to the winner of the majority vote in Michigan. And that winner has been very clearly identified as President-elect Joe Biden. That's going to continue to be a fact that is undeniable and that will ultimately be certified and made official so that, again, our state and the nation can move forward with the important business at hand. There's really, again, no mechanism under state law or statute for retroactively changing the law. There's and you know, again, my expectation would be that individuals would continue to comply with the law, which clearly says that once the people of Michigan has spoken, that is what directs the allocation of the electors.
It certainly seems as though the intent of the Trump campaign is to flood the zone with lawsuits over elections, with as many challenges as possible. That has seemed to have been the strategy for some time now. Do you worry about the impact of this on either our election system or on just voters' faith in their vote?
Yes, I very much am concerned about the long-term impact that these shenanigans and antics will have on the health of our democracy and people's faith in our elections. And that really, to me, is the bottom line. We're going to get through this moment, and we're going to continue, as we have every step of the way, to win every to push back successfully against any attacks to thwart the voice of the voters, which has been very clearly spoken in Michigan. We'll continue to move forward with certifying the results. We'll continue to move forward with ensuring the will of the voters are heard. We're going to be okay in that regard, truly. The longer thing, where our concern should be focused, is this question of how do we come together after this moment has passed, restore and strengthen citizens' faith in our democratic processes, in our elections, in our democracy. Because no matter how someone cast their ballot this year, who they voted for, they should ultimately have complete and faith in the results of the election as an accurate reflection of the will of the people, because that is the truth and the data and what all the facts indicate. So, my hope is that we can come together at the state level and even at the national level to really dig deep into how to restore citizens' faith in our democracy to the extent it's been shattered by these political shenanigans. And my hope is that we can use this as a moment to, as has been done in years past, to identify needed improvements and reforms that can be made to reinstill and build people's rightfully placed faith in our elections, and ensure our democracy survives this moment and remains healthy and strong.
Jocelyn Benson is Michigan's Secretary of State. Secretary Benson, thank you for your time.
Thank you.